Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
CSRQ-SM Social Management Software is the program that would be used worldwide by select governmental and banking institutions when the financial reset occurs. The financial reset will be a complete restructuring of the current system and eliminating all existing fiat currencies overnight. The CSRQ-SM software will intercept all banking transactions, all credit and debit card transactions, and all known financial transactions over a period of 3 to 5 days once the system is activated. The currency planned to be used is known as USDR. For those with a Japanese bank account, for example, their yen will be converted to USDR overnight. Nearly all countries on Earth will use the new system. The software is designed to process all financial transactions centrally and issue social credit scores for all users. When the conversion takes place, you will see new information when you log into your bank account, including screens indicating your social credit score. The score will operate on a scale of 1 to 1,000, with 1,000 being the highest score achievable and 1 being the lowest.
Hey friends, welcome back. Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. That was Tara. Her TikTok channel is Please Stay Awake. Tara couldn't join us today as planned, but Fire Medic is here to help me break down what may be coming and what is already here. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting that Bitcoin will go down to $10,000, but Bitcoin generally seems to do the opposite of what people predict it will do. My digital money is here to give you the facts about the crypto market, and the fact is that every dip is an opportunity. When Bitcoin dipped to $17,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that bought, and that's why they're billionaires. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, my digital money is here. Whether you want to own a crypto IRA or trade in cash, my digital money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call, and they're ready to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains, and mydigitalmoney.com will be there for you. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you back. And I'm delighted to have back on the line my friend, Fire Medic 8, Eric. And by the way, if there's any attorneys out there that want to sue his former employer for the dastardly deeds they did to Eric, well, reach out to me directly or Eric. We can tell you how to do that because these people have deep pockets and they did him dirty. Eric, welcome back. How are you?
How's it going, brother?
Well, it's going okay. How are you holding up? I guess they wanted to force you into every aspect of their tyranny. Take the jab or lose your job. Wear the mask or lose your job. And you stood up to the tyranny. So how is that shaking out for you?
Well, just like anything else, I take everything to the Father. The Father told me back in 2020, he said, hey, man, this world's changing for you. Prepare yourself. It's just like going back to the five virgins, right? Or actually the 10 virgins, five prepared and the other five didn't. Obviously, I'm not a virgin and I'm not pure, that pure anyway. But anyway, I took the Father's advice. I prepared and, you know, I can sustain myself for quite some time because I listen to him, I hearken to him, and he pays dividends when you listen to him, brother.
Well, that is true. I know that's true, but sometimes you have to go through the fire, and you've kind of gone through the fire here because I know you loved your career, and by virtue of standing up against the tyranny, you no longer get to play that role at that specific fire department, and I think it's absolutely horrible. And I think these people should be sued. So perhaps we'll talk about that offline and we can get an attorney to take up your case. But in this conversation, I wanted to talk about the great culling. Eric, do you remember that clip from the Jesse Ventura conspiracy show where Jesse Ventura was at an airport hangar with Dr. Lima Raybaud? And Lima told him that she had an elite contact, a client, who told her around the year 2001, 2002, that the great culling is about to begin. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember like it was yesterday.
Well, the great culling is upon us, friends, as y'all know, but people are waking up in droves. And even people like this board-certified pathologist are starting to ask very serious questions about the numbers he's seeing. Listen to this.
Since January 1, in the laboratory, I've seen a 20 times increase of endometrial cancers over what I see on an annual basis. A 20 times increase. I'm not exaggerating at all, because I look at my numbers year over year. I'm like, gosh, I've never seen this many endometrial cancers before. I'm seeing invasive melanomas in younger patients. Normally, we catch those early, and they're thin melanomas. I'm seeing thick melanomas skyrocketing in the last month or two.
Guys, that was board-certified pathologist Dr. Ryan Cole. Eric, I'm coming back to you, and let me just tease the fact that we have some interesting video to play that you captured today. Tara from TikTok was supposed to join us, but she was not available as planned, and maybe at the end of this, I'll play an interesting video that Tara posted on TikTok about the Great Reset and the collapse of the dollar, but your thoughts on what Ryan Cole just said there.
Well, I actually have a very good friend whose wife is a surgical technician, and they come across a lot of things and that they don't send out for pathology. And you know, this may be a little bit separate from vaccinations and everything. Obviously, we're seeing these increases of death on, you know, this sudden death syndrome and all that garbage that they're pumping out to the masses and all that kind of stuff. But there's also another element or layer to these things that are happening to our people that we don't want to speak about because it's a freak show. And this world is a freak show. If you don't know that by now, you're dead asleep. So like those fibers that me and you have talked about over however long we've known each other, for maybe a year now or so. And so they don't send these things out when they doing a gallbladder removal, or, you know, they pull a kidney out, they pull a gallbladder out, and it's littered with fibers all over them. And so you have that element of this world that you have pathology. They don't send it out for pathology. Pathology doesn't see these things. And the surgeons look at it like, holy shit, that's disgusting. And what they do is they just push it to the side, and they don't send it out for pathology, and they'll give the patient the films, and you could see the films with all this garbage in your organs that are failing, and they're failing because they're full of this garbage, and so we don't know where they're coming from. So you have that crap going on all the time, and you have these ignorant surgeons, and you have these ignorant people who are not sending these things out because they don't want to be a freak show. And that's the sad reality that we live in. We live in a freak show, but nobody wants to be the one to reveal it.
Yeah, and the Mockingbird horror media will not. They refuse to point the finger at Pfizer and the mRNA bioweapon. The only places you can find the truth about the dangers of the quote-unquote vaccine, the bioweapon, are from truth media sources, alternative news media. That's the only place that's covering the truth about this thing. The 29,000 plus dead people, according to VAERS, in the United States alone, because of the mRNA bioweapon. So the great culling has begun, but it's not just the bioweapon vaccine that's the problem. You're great at measuring RF waves. You have a body voltage meter, so you test vaxxed people. Let's talk a little bit about that, and then I want to show some of the video you shot today, because a plane flew over. We'll get to that in a second. But your thoughts on what I was just saying about the RF and the multi-vector attack against humanity, 5G, et cetera.
So there's, when you start talking about this technology, obviously you'll have people in your comment sections or he don't know what the hell he's talking about. He doesn't have any training. So I am trained. I'm a comms technician and I'm also a comms leader. I have pretty in-depth training. So there's that. And I've been doing this type of technological training for over 18 years before they took it from me. And so this RF is all, we're saturated with it, except for where I live currently. So when we get to that portion that that happened today, my area is clean all the time. There are no pulses of energy in my area. I moved here for a reason, and was hard to find. But anyway, going back to the technologies, you got your cell phones, you got your towers and all the stuff. And I've been monitoring this stuff for quite some time, as you, as you've seen on my channel, the things that you've shared from my channel. And it's escalating all the time. So where I could go into town, let's just say at the local Lowe's, I could go into town at one point in time that the max output from the microwave emitting megatrons of sort that you see standing all over the place were probably somewhere close to, you know, 10, 15,000, 17,000 microwatts per meter square. And now you're looking at 40 and 50 and 60,000 microwatts per meter square. That's a big jump in a very short period of time. And it's measurable, it's observable, and it's repeatable, and it's never going down. This energy is constantly going up around us. When you're on the main streets, when you're in your Walmart, when you're in your, when you think you're safe, you're sitting there getting a haircut at the local barbershop, you're getting radiated, and it's measurable. And you're wondering why everybody's walking around. They all have the same complaint. I'm tired. Everybody is tired. I have no energy. Yeah, because you're getting drained like a gosh dang battery.
What's the name of the device you use specifically to measure the radio frequency and stuff? What is that thing called?
Well, I have two of them, but the one I use the most is the Safe and Sound Pro. Pro 2.
Okay, let me do a screen share here. And this is an image of the pulses of the radio frequency or the RF attack. I guess, how would you describe it? And then let's get into this story of what happened today. You were supposed to come on with Tara. Tara couldn't make it. And you said right before you came on, a plane flew over. By the way, guys, Eric lives, like you just said, in a place now that is free of this kind of RF pollution and 5G attack. But then a plane went over, and what we're seeing here are the clear pulses of the energy that were being emitted ostensibly by that airplane. Do I have that right? And then we'll watch the video, and you can comment on it because you sent me the video.
Yeah, and that's a very short clip. That's only 4 minutes of it. It went on for 15 minutes. And so what led me to do that is I was working out, and I was working out outside, and I was doing bench, and I was just looking up, and I see this airplane come over. It's a prop plane. It's one of the massive dual prop planes, and it was flying very slow. And all of a sudden I started seeing like pulses or like flashes, strobes, like massive two massive disc strobe lights on both sides of the fuselage or whatever, close to the wings, but couldn't tell if they were attached to wings. And they just started blinking. And I said, man, let me go get my meter real quick. Then I pulled my meter out. I didn't have enough time to actually grab the video of the flashing for myself because the airplane was already gone out of my visual perspective. But it was able to put out, if you kind of jump to like the minute mark or more.
So it's gone, but the pulse, is it?
Well, what else is here?
Well, yeah, all the shit in the air. Yeah. You can see it.
Same thing.
Could you still see the plane at this point?
No, nope. Like I said, when I started capturing the RF, the airplane was already gone out of my visual range. And it went on for up to 15 minutes. And I got a max readout at some point all the way up to like 680 microwatts per meter square.
Well, what does that mean? Gauge that number for us, for those that don't know.
Okay, so it's microwave energy. What this thing does is it measures microwave energy. So it doesn't matter what people think about ionizing or non-ionizing. I don't give a crap about that stuff. It's energy. It's artificial energy. It's detecting it. And it doesn't care whether it's ionizing or non-ionizing. And neither does your cells. Your cells in your body, they don't care whether they think it's ionizing. It's artificial energy and it's affecting us. And so this thing kept pulsing and pulsing at a very, as you saw in that picture, it was repetitive and rhythmic in nature. And you have to ask yourself, why the hell is this going on? You know, why was this thing flashing at me? Why was it just like a strobe light? It was like a disco. Why was this happening? You know, did I feel weird? No, I didn't. Nothing. I didn't feel anything. I just, all I did was I got up and I measured it. And I'm trying to figure out why the hell is this going on? You know?
Yeah. Do you feel like you might be, because these things do happen in the world, the CIA, there are such things as targeted people. Do you feel that you might be a targeted person because you've been vocal about all of this? Or
hey,
do you
brother,
think, well, go ahead.
We're all, if you're breathing the Father's air, you're a target.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We're all targeted people.
We're all targets. When you hear that word TI or targeted individual, what I think that is that obviously it's, I'm not paranoid about anything because I only fear one thing. I fear the Most High. I fear the Father in heaven. That's all I fear. But when you say TI or targeted individual, what that is I believe it's a person who's aware of what the hell is going on around them. And then when you become aware and sensitive, like your professor friend, Ollie, right? He was saying that some people like me and myself or my family members are like the canaries in the mine, you know, people who have become sensitive to this stuff. So like, for instance, when I go to town and I don't go to town much, I feel like somebody is beating the hell out of my head with a monkey wrench the entire time I'm in town. And so what I have to do is I have to sit there and focus on not getting pissed off and not, you know, like biting my woman's head off when she says something to me, because this type of this affects your behavior, and that's what it's supposed to do. And your friend put out that very good video about the crimson mist stuff, the stuff that happened in Africa a long time ago.
Right. Scott Kesterson. Yeah.
That stuff's real, brother. But that type of technology is all around us all day long.
Yeah, and that's why so many of us are concerned about 5G, these towers springing up all over the country. No safety tests done. In fact, the FCC and Tom Wheeler fast-tracked the whole thing without any health studies being done on purpose, because they don't want health studies being done. They don't want people to realize that these things can be used as weapons. And I guess we're all supposed to believe it's because the powers that be love us so much, they just want us to have faster internet. No, what they want is an internet of things where everybody is chipped, tracked, and traced in on the internet of things, where you have no more human freedom. And as Yuval Noah Harari would say, no more free will. Those days are over. That's the vision of the Great Reset, as you know, Eric.
Yeah, but also like getting back to voltage, electricity, right? So how can I get more electricity in the air? It seems like there's a very staunch push to electrify everything, and it's measurable. So like I said, you said I have a body voltage meter. Now, if you look at all these 5G modules that are all over the place, that are especially in Norfolk, where close to where I live. And so you look at the wires that are running up to that thing. One of your friends that you had on one time, he was like, why are these cables so massive? Yeah. Going up into these modules. And it's the same. And it's not just the same thing going up into these bigger towers. These little small modules for the 5G that are only 15, 16 feet off the ground, mind you, on every other telephone pole in downtown Norfolk. And each module has a massive substation, if you will, with probably 2 to 3 inch diameter power line cables running up to it. And so we're trying to figure out about climate change, right? And all this power consumption, right? But why does every other telephone pole have a massive power cord going up to it, essentially? Doing what? Sucking us dry. And then who's paying for that, you know? Who's paying for all that energy that each module's using all day long and consuming?
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, we can ask these questions, but we're never going to get a straight answer from the whore corporate media that is supposed to be the fourth estate watching over corporations and government and preventing this kind of tyranny and evil, because the fourth estate has been captured by corporations. So there are no more real journalists. Well, there are at Project Veritas. You know, there are, again, in the alternative media, but the corporate media, everything's upside down, right? The big steal is called the big lie. Freedom is slavery. I mean, it's very Orwellian. This is the world right. We live in now. And in a minute, I want to play a clip from Tara. But let me ask you this. Regarding body voltage meters and vaxxed people, you continue to find, I think, really startling things as it relates to vaxxed people emitting frequencies. Do you want to talk about that?
Okay. So they're still doing that. And it's just a matter of getting somebody to be comfortable to come on video to show the world what's actually going on. There's a level of shame there. And I'm trying to do my best to talk to my neighbors, right? I'm surrounded by folk who are all vaccinated. And I'm trying to do my best to be a watchman, if you will. And we're all called to be watchmen. And I'm trying to do what I can to show them these things. So the body voltage meter, I'm looking at somewhere close to almost 30 to 40 volts coming off of vaccinated folks. And even after you ground them, like take their shoes off and they touch the ground. But you did, but the crazy thing, like I said, the electrification of everything around us in the earth, you have to find an area first. You have to scout out an area where it's not going to juice you, because there's so much stuff going on underneath our ground, right below our feet, that we can't see. But this meter can see it, can detect it. And so you have to go find an area at somebody's house that they can stand on the ground barefooted that will not elevate their voltage. And just so you know, the only time that you can get roughly 30 to 40 to 50, 60 volts coming off of you is if you're actually holding a power line, a raw power line and stuff, like you plug something in the wall and you hold on to the end of that cord, that will juice you. You could take one of those little pin meters and you could put it on your arm anywhere and it will light up. That's how our bodies are highly conductive. We're highly conductive beings. But now take, for instance, all these heavy metals that we're breathing in every single day, the iron oxides, you know, the titanium, all the other metals that could be found, aluminum, mercury in our air nonstop. And, you know, Mike Adams has found that stuff a long time ago. And your friend, Dane Wigginton, he's constantly finding that stuff and screaming from the mountaintops, but nobody wants to listen. And so these things all are conductive metals, right? They have the ability to light us up like a gosh dang light bulb. And so those metals are inside of us, free floating, aggregating all over the place. And they, once you take a charge on, you have now become an amplifier. So now not only are you have all this crap in you, you've now just amplified yourself because you've took on a power source. And I believe that I'm recording, or not necessarily recording yet, but I am finding and seeing and observing folk who are putting off a ridiculous amount of energy with no outside sources. So you got somebody who's standing in an area where they're grounded, right? And so I measure myself, measure a couple other people who aren't vaccinated, zero, 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 zero. Everybody's registering zero.
except for people who have taken this vaccine. They even grounded, you're looking at 10 to 20 volts.
Yeah.
But not grounded, it can just go really high. And it's insane. It's scary to see these things. But you know, I'm just a stupid paramedic, right? I'm just a guy who got fired who can't listen, but I don't know anything, right?
But what I do know
is what I can see, what I can measure, which is actually science. But people don't want to talk about actual science anymore. They want to talk about some other bullshit all the time, and not see the things that we can measure and observe and repeat it nonstop.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say this. No, you know a lot because you do a lot of research. You listen to the truth tellers. So you listen to a lot of videos. You read a lot. And I just want to back you up here as it pertains to the tracking and tracing of vaxxed people. When I had on Hope and Tavon originally, they talked about the former vaccine czar under Trump, Moncef Slaoui, talking about the tracking and tracing contracts of vaxxed people being awarded to Oracle and Google. So if these people can be tracked and traced because they took the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, it's perhaps no wonder that they might be emitting frequencies, or as you say, voltage. And I guess I'm asking you to speculate, and maybe based on some of the research coming from La Quinta Columna, you might have an answer, but why? What is causing these people to emit voltage? What is causing them to be able to be picked up by a body voltage meter? What component of the bioweapon do you think is causing that?
Right. Only thing I can tell you is that we as humans, what we typically do is we try to rationalize something based on experiences, something we know, right? What do we know that generates power? A power generator, right? A engine from a car can generate power. So these are all the type of sources that we understand that can generate power. So we're very limited in our knowledge on what can actually exude power, because we don't know what we don't know, right? But if you're registering power, I don't care if I don't understand how it's doing it. It's irrelevant. If you can measure it, it's there. So that's the part that people need to come to grips with. It doesn't matter that you don't understand how or the why. It is there.
But we can speculate.
That's necessary.
Yeah, but we can speculate a little bit on what might be there,
but,
right? Like the nanocircuitry being found in the... go ahead.
Yeah, but when you start to speculate, that's when people try to discredit the hell out of you. But I could speculate all day long, but I definitely, the driving point here is that it's there and it's measurable and it's repeatable. That's science, right? And like if we just look at what graphene oxide is, man, that thing is a powerhouse by itself.
Right. Yeah. And we've seen too, how graphene oxide reacts to microwave radiation, to RF. Graphene oxide sitting on a table next to an iPhone, the graphene oxide goes nuts, goes crazy. Right. And if that's in people, I mean, that's one component. The other component to this thing is the nanocircuitry, the nanotech, the nanobots being discovered in some of the vaccine vials by researchers like La Quinta Columna. It's all part of the Great Culling. So we're just trying to find the answers, and we have to speculate a little bit, but we can take pieces of information from all these different researchers, and we can come up with a more full story than the corporate horror media would ever share, of course.
Well, I just put on my channel, I just put a little warning about the whole new thing that's starting to come kick off with ticks, right? They're starting to talk about Lyme disease pretty hot and heavy lately. Reason they're talking about Lyme disease hot and heavy, guess what? There's a phase 2 vaccine trial going on right now with Pfizer. And so if you don't think that they're not trying to stick as many jabs in everybody, and on the back of all, and I have 4 friends now, right now, who the doctors are trying to tell them they all have Lyme disease, all of them. And because they're tired. So they're tired, and now all of a sudden they got Lyme disease, right? So they're trying to stick all their boogeyman medicines and potions in you. And then right after I sat there, started looking into all this Lyme disease garbage that's going on right now, which is another psyop that's coming our way. And then you got New York, just all of a sudden, they're finding polio in their water, in their wastewater. So when is this type of warfare, when is it going to stop? When are the people going to be like, hey, man, I just I'm done with all of this? And your friend Catherine Austin Fitz said it best about what to do with your money in this strange upside down world. Is like, take all your money out of the bank and gives a portion of your money to the farmer, right? The guy that you're getting your stuff from. Reimagine, use their terminology and their language. Reimagine, rethink on how to use your money, who has your money, who is investing your money, instead of these clowns that, you know, this clown system that we're participating in, which is more or less a slave system, and trying to figure out ways to make it less of a slave system and how to benefit each other instead of them constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And again, I'll continue to say, I'm a broken record on this. The Great Awakening is real. And so either we get our country back, we get our nation back, we get our world back, or these evil people get their Great Reset. And what are they doing? They continue to push. It's a full court press. They've gone all in. Just look at what's happening in the Netherlands as they demand that these poor farmers cull 30% of their cattle because climate change. It's just nonsense. But we know they want their Great Reset. So we'll finish out here with a clip from our friend Tara, who was supposed to join us today, but was not able to. This is from Tara on TikTok. And I don't know exactly where she gets this information, and it's pretty scary stuff. So let me just provide a disclaimer, guys, saying this is a possibility. This is not what I see happening. I think this is a bit far-fetched and too heavy-handed. I don't think they'd get away with this particular part of the Great Reset and the collapse of the dollar. But fair warning, it is a possibility. So let's listen to this 3 minutes, then I'll come back to you, Eric, and we'll discuss.
Give me 3 minutes of your time because you're going to want to hear this. What CSRQSM will mean for your life and the future. CSRQSM Social Management Software is the program that will be used worldwide by select governmental and banking institutions when the financial reset occurs. The financial reset will be a complete restructuring of the current system, eliminating all existing fiat currencies overnight. The CSRQSM software will intercept all banking transactions, all credit and debit card transactions, and all known financial transactions over a period of 3 to 5 days once the system is activated. The currency planned to be used is known as USDR. For those with a Japanese bank account, for example, their yen will be converted to USDR overnight. Nearly all countries on Earth will use the new system. The software is designed to process all financial transactions centrally and issue social credit scores for all users. When the conversion takes place, you will see new information when you log into your bank account, including screens indicating your social credit score. The score will operate on a scale of 1 to 1,000, with 1,000 being the highest score achievable and 1 being the lowest. No bank account shall contain more than 1,000 in USDR at any time for Class C accounts, which includes 99% of the world. Class C accounts will receive 1,000 USDR once at the beginning of each month. Separate accounts known as Class S accounts are reserved for government leaders and the highest echelons of the rich and elites of the world. Class S accounts can contain unlimited USDR funds and have additional privileges. Everyone must immediately comply with the new system. Those who resist, those who protest or complain online will receive immediate fines and deductions to their score and account. It's expected in the first month about 20% of the human population will have their accounts reduced to nearly zero due to the bad behavior, but that by the second month, this behavior will be corrected. According to the documentation for the software, once people realize they can't have more than $1,000 and can easily lose it with unapproved behavior, they will change the behavior and comply. Each class within the CSRQSM software app has specific parameters. Each class contains dozens of metrics and variables. Above me is an example. C, common class, amount of accounts, 7.1 billion or 95.5% of humans. C, vaccination required, yes. Booster shots, yes. You have to have two or more. Asset limitations, yes. No greater than 5,000. Carbon score, yes. Restricts travel and food consumption. One is lowest and best. 500 is highest and worst. S, sovereign class, amount of accounts, 7 to 8 million or 1% of humans. No requirements. Restricted amount of accounts, 250 million or 3.36 percent of humans. Look at the requirements. Pause and read. You quarantine. Amount of accounts, 75 million or 1% of humans.
Eric, I'm coming back to you. Look, you know, I called that far-fetched. It's not far-fetched. This is their wet dream. This is Klaus Schwab and the Rothschild Rockefeller wet dream for humanity. Converting all of our dollars, all of our wealth overnight to USDR, where the entire system is contingent on having a good social credit score, which means you cannot question the corporate media, corporations, or government if you want to live on their plantation. And if they cut you out of their plantation, then you starve. I don't think they're going to get away with that, and I'll tell you why. We have 50 states, and we still have a First Amendment, and I don't think that the 50 states are all going to go along with this diabolical plan. If this were to happen overnight, Eric, states like Florida, Texas, South Dakota, and others would immediately revolt and start issuing their own currency from their own state treasury. At least that's my hope. Your thoughts on this?
Well, you would hope so. You would hope that the 50 states would be like, wow, we're not doing this. And obviously you're seeing different pushback from different states and all that, but that's a good thing. But it also seems like there's a lot of things going on in the background. Like for instance, Florida. So yeah, Florida's got a lot of good things going on, but there's a whole bunch of other things going on in Florida that people don't talk about or realize that they're one of the hardest pushing states for digital ID. Why are they pushing so hard for digital ID? They're also one of the fastest growing 5G networks going on throughout the United States. Most people don't know that. You know, so even in these states that have what we considered probably the freest states, right? Every state right now has got all kinds of things going on. And more importantly, we also got this language thing. There's certain things you can't say anymore in certain states. It starts with a J. You know, this J word that you can't say anymore. And if you say this J word, you can be thrown in jail in certain states of the United States. Isn't that insane? You know?
Yeah, it is a total push for tyranny globally. And we have to continue to see our cup half full just to get out of bed every morning. And I didn't know that about 5G rolling out so quickly in Florida. And I didn't know that also about digital ID being pushed so hard in Florida. Who's pushing that? It's not DeSantis, right?
No, well, they don't see it as anything, you know, evil, if you will. They just see this is just where we're headed, right? This is just where technology is heading. If you can't get in the way of technology, right? And you just have to keep on pushing and pushing. You know, this is just where it's going to go, right? We didn't stay in the steam engine train forever, did we? We didn't stay in the crank up car, right? That's the way to look at it. It's just the technology is advancing, and that's just where is this going to end up anyway, right? And that they don't see it as anything negative, but I do.
Yeah, I do too. And because you do, you really paid a heavy price, really essentially sacrificing your career. Although you're so smart and so talented and have so much experience, I know you're going to land somewhere else in a better situation because God has your back. But with that said, final word from you, anything that we can do to support you? If there's any attorneys listening, maybe we could get them in touch with you. I want to let people know that you can follow FireMedic 8 on BitChute and Brighteon. Brighteon is where I played that clip from Tara. But I'll give you the final word here, Eric. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem. Well, there's a couple things I want to say. One for public safety. Public safety, my brothers and sisters, whether you're police or fire, we didn't do very well through this COVID psyop. And so there are other things coming our way. Don't turn against each other. Just because you have one brother or one sister who doesn't think the way you do, don't turn away from them. Listen to them. These things are not going to stop. They're going to continue to ratchet the stuff up. And just like my ex-employer, the only thing that they're worried about right now is this inclusion 360. If you have a fire chief or a fire, your police chief, that is, they're all they're worried about is this inclusion 360 garbage. See what you can do to get these people removed, because next thing you know, they're going to have to address you with a certain pronoun. That's where it's going. And now also the other thing that I want to talk about is going outside in your community, talking to your neighbors. And get to know them, because I guarantee you, most people these days, they do not know their neighbors. And that's one of the most important things. It's one of the commandments, right? Love your neighbor, right? Most people don't even know their neighbor. So how can you love your neighbor? So you can't fulfill a commandment if you don't even know them, right? So get out there and know them, because if the apocalypse comes and you don't know the people around you, do you think that's the best time to learn? That's all I got.
Yeah. Very good. All right. I'll leave it there. I couldn't say it better myself. Our guest has been Eric, Fire Medic 8 on BitChute, Brighteon. And Eric, you're a good man. Appreciate you very much. I enjoy your research. Hopefully we can get you some more subscribers out of this, guys. Brighteon and BitChute. I'll leave at least one of those links below. So subscribe to Eric. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. As always, a special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. I don't say it enough. I need to say it more. Thank you guys so very much for keeping me and my little team in the fight for truth and real news. For real news every single day, visit us directly at thephaser.com and sgtreport.com. Those are the antidotes to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
There was a big push about chlorine dioxide in Latin America because they started to use it specifically in Bolivia. And there were like tens of thousands of people that went from having COVID to not COVID in days. And the government was giving it away on the streets, basically, in these cities that were most hit by whatever this illness was. We'll just call it COVID for argument's sake. They were giving bottles away.